Obama's second inauguration.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
The 44th President of the United States of America, Barack H. Obama.
He's president and he's on fire.
My fellow Americans, the oath I have sworn before you today was an oath to God and country.
Oh, Obama's on fire.
We recall that what binds this nation together is not the colors of our skin, or the tenets of our faith, or the origins of our names. What makes us exceptional, what makes us American, is our allegiance to an idea articulated in a declaration made more than two centuries ago. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
It's a new day. It's a new day.
That they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Today, we continue a never-ending journey to bridge the meaning of those words with the realities of our time. We made ourselves anew and vowed to move forward together. We have always understood that when times change, so must we. That fidelity to our founding principles requires new responses to new challenges. That preserving our individual freedoms ultimately requires collective action. For the American people can no more meet the demands of today's world by acting alone than American soldiers could have met the forces of fascism or communism with muskets and militias. Now, more than ever, we must do these things together. My fellow Americans, we are made for this moment, and we will seize it so long as we seize it together. As one nation and one people, we, the people, declare today that the most evident of truths, that all of us are created equal, is the star that guides us still, just as it guided our forebears through Seneca Falls and Selma and Stonewall, just as it guided all those men and women, sung and unsung, who left footprints along this great mall, to hear a preacher say that we cannot walk alone, to hear a king proclaim that our individual freedom is inextricably bound to the freedom of every soul on earth.
I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted.
It is now our generation's task to carry on what those pioneers began. My oath is not so different from the pledge we all make to the flag that waves above and that fills our hearts with pride. They are the words of citizens. You and I, as citizens, have the power to set this country's course and carry into an uncertain future that precious light of freedom. Thank you, God bless you, and may he forever bless these United States of America.